Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Nation celebrates 77th Republic Day today. India's military prowess and rich cultural heritage to be showcased in the parade at Kartavipath in the national capital. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi greet people on the occasion. European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen to be the chief guests at the Republic Day celebrations. President Draupadi Murmu says Atmanirbharta and Swadeshi are guiding principles in shaping country's economic destiny. 131 distinguished personalities selected for this year's Padma Awards, actors Dharmendra and Mammootty, former Supreme Court Judge K.T. Thomas, singer Alka Yagnik and cricketer Rohit Sharma prominent among them. Gallantry awards for 70 Armed Forces personnel announced. IAF Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla honoured with Ashok Chakra. And in cricket, India registered crushing 8-wicket victory over New Zealand in the third T20 to take an unassailable 3-0 lead in the 5-match series. And now the news in detail. The nation celebrates its 77th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu will lead the nation in celebrating the day from Kartavyapath in New Delhi. The Republic Day parade will start at 10:30 a.m. and run for a duration of around 90 minutes. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The Republic Day parade at Kartavyapath today will be a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. The theme this year is Swatantrata Ka Mantra Vande Mataram and Samriddhi Ka Mantra Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Republic Day parade will start with Prime Minister Narendra Modi laying a wreath at the National War Memorial. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive at Kartavyapath receiving salute during a ceremonial march past. President of the European Council Antonio Costa and the President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen will be the chief guests at the parade. 30 tableau from various states, union territories, central government ministries and departments will be showcased during the parade. The tableaus will exhibit a unique mix of 150 years of national song Vande Mataram and the nation's rapid progress on the back of growing self-reliance across sectors. The tri-services tableau would represent collective strength, unity and integration of the Indian Army, Indian Navy and Indian Air Force. The event will conclude with a flypast by 29 aircrafts including Rafale, Su-30, C-295, MiG-29, Apache among others. To honour their contributions in nation and society building, 2,500 artists will present cultural performances. With Anupam Mishra from Kartavyapath, Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended best wishes to countrymen on the occasion of Republic Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that the occasion renew energy and enthusiasm in citizens to build a developed nation. He said Republic Day is a powerful symbol of independence, constitution and the democratic values. Mr. Modi added that this festival gives us new energy and inspiration to move forward unitedly with the resolve to build the nation. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan also extended greetings to citizens in India and abroad on the occasion of the 77th Republic Day. In a social media post, the Vice President said that the day celebrates India as a vibrant republic founded on the timeless ideals of justice, liberty, equality and fraternity. He added that the day stands out not only as a tribute to the vision and the foresight of the framers of the Constitution, but also stands as a solemn reaffirmation of the duties and responsibilities of the citizens to uphold the democratic values. President Draupadi Murmu has said that Atmanirbharta and Swadeshi are the guiding principles in shaping the country's economic destiny. She lauded India's young entrepreneurs, sportspersons, scientists and professionals for energizing the nation and making their mark globally. President Murmu made these remarks while addressing the nation on the eve of the 77th Republic Day yesterday. Ms. Murmu said that the country has the world's largest young population and its youth possess immense talent. She added that a large number of country's young population is presenting impressive instances of success through self-employment.
विश्व के सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी हमारे देश में है गर्व की बात है कि हमारे युवाओं में असीम प्रतिभा है हमारे युवा उद्यमी खिलाड़ी वैज्ञानिक और प्रोफेशनल्स देश में नई ऊर्जा का संचार कर रहे हैं तथा विश्व स्तर पर अपनी पहचान बना रहे हैं। आज बड़ी संख्या में हमारे युवा स्वरोजगार की सफलता के प्रभावशाली उदाहरण प्रस्तुत कर रहे हैं। हमारे युवा ही हमारे राष्ट्र की विकास यात्रा के ध्वजवाहक हैं।
Urging everyone to work together with the spirit of nation first and make India even more glorious, President Murmu said that Republic Day is an opportunity to strengthen the strong feeling of patriotism. She also noted India's precision strikes against terror infrastructure through Operation Sindoor last year.
Last year, our country launched precision strikes against terror infrastructure through Operation Sindoor. Terror centers were destroyed and many terrorists met their end. Our self-reliance in the field of defense powered the historic success of Operation Sindoor.
The government has announced 131 Padma Awards for the year 2026. The awards comprise 5 Padma Vibhushan, 13 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shris. Among the awardees, 19 are women and 16 honours are being conferred posthumously. Actors Dharmendra and Mammootty, Supreme Court Judge K.T. Thomas, politician V.S. Achyutanandan, singer Alka Yagnik and cricketer Rohit Sharma are prominent among them. The list of Padma Bhushan awardees include playback singer Alka Yagnik, former Uttarakhand Chief Minister Bhagat Singh Koshyari, Kalipatti Ramaswamy Palaniswamy from Tamil Nadu and Malayalam actor Mammootty from Kerala. President Draupadi Murmu approved gallantry awards for 70 armed forces personnel, including 6 posthumous awards on the eve of 77th Republic Day. IAF Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who made history by becoming the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, has been honoured with the Ashok Chakra, the country's highest peacetime gallantry award. The President also approved 301 military decorations for the armed forces and other personnel. On the eve, the President also approved 98 mentioned in dispatches to the armed forces personnel, including 5 posthumous. Delhi police has issued a detailed traffic advisory to ensure the smooth conduct of the ceremonial parade and other associated cultural events. Kartavya Path will be closed for traffic until the parade ends. No crossing will be allowed on Kartavya Path between Vijay Chowk and India Gate till 2 p.m. today. In addition, C Hexagon near India Gate will remain closed to traffic from 9:15 a.m. onwards. Traffic on Tilak Marg, Bahadur Shah, Zafar Marg and Netaji Subhash Marg will be diverted from 10:30 a.m. onwards. Further, Delhi police has urged commuters to avoid the parade route and nearby areas unless travel is essential. As part of Republic Day celebrations, the government has organized a 3-day program in New Delhi for over 100 Prime Minister Internship Scheme PMIS interns from across the country. Ministry of Corporate Affairs informed that these interns will be the special guest at the Republic Day parade today. As part of the tour program, PMIS interns interacted with Union Minister Harsh Malhotra and shared their learning experiences, aspirations and feedback on the scheme. Addressing the interns, Mr. Malhotra said, "To enable India's youth, PMIS is designed to open new opportunities and serve as a bridge between theoretical learning and practical experience." This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of this stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on President of the European Council Antonio Luis Santos da Costa and the President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the upcoming discussions of the two leaders with Prime Minister Narendra Modi would herald a new chapter in India-European Union relations. Dr. Jaishankar also had productive conversation with Vice President of the European Commission Kaja Kallas. Dr. Jaishankar said that during the meet, the two sides agreed on intensifying their exchanges and taking forward the cooperative agenda. The leaders are on a state visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. During the visit, the leaders will explore the next phase of India-European Union strategic partnership. Prime Minister's flagship program for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Today, in the special series, we take a look at the Nerul-Belapur-Uran railway line located in Maharashtra.
Nerul Belapur Uran Railway Line is a strategically significant suburban rail infrastructure project. The project was sponsored by the Ministry of Railways with a revised project cost of over 2,800 crore rupees. The railway line was planned for execution in two phases. Phase 1 from Nerul Belapur Seawood to Kharkopar and Phase 2 from Kharkopar to Uran. The project involved multiple statutory and coordination dependencies. Recognizing the project's importance for port-based mobility, urban expansion and regional economic integration, these issues were taken up for a structured review under the Pragati mechanism on 22nd February 2017. Guided by the direction of Prime Minister Modi, a coordinated and time-bound governance framework was activated. This leadership-driven intervention translated into visible execution momentum on the ground. Phase 1 from Nerul Belapur Seawood to Kharkopar was successfully commissioned on November 2018. The Kharkopar Uran section, the Phase 2, was subsequently inaugurated for passenger services by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 12 January 2024. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Election Commission has directed the Chief Secretary of West Bengal to suspend Assistant Electoral Registration Officer AERO and Block Development Officer Sumitra Pratim Pradhan of Barishat 2 with immediate effect and remove from any electoral roll related work. In a letter to the Chief Secretary, the Commission stated that the officer legally assigned four officials as additional AEROs to handle hearings about discrepancies in voter list. It said that these officials were never officially designated as AEROs under Section 13C of the Representation of Peoples Act 1950. India's foreign exchange reserves rose sharply by $14.167 billion US dollars in the week that ended January 16th to $701.360 billion, driven by a jump in both gold reserves and foreign currency assets. The country's forex reserves has been hovering near its all-time high of $704.89 billion. In cricket, India registered a crushing 8-wicket victory over New Zealand in the third T20 of the five-match series at the ACA Stadium, Barsapara in Guwahati last night. The Suryakumar Yadav-led men in blue have now taken an unassailable 3-0 lead in the series. Chasing the target, India overhauled the total for the loss of 2 wickets in just 10 overs. Abhishek Sharma smashed 68 of 20 balls, while captain Suryakumar Yadav struck 57 of 26 deliveries. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Nishit. President Murmu's address to the nation on the eve of Republic Day, highlighting India's steady rise in all spheres, is carried prominently by all the leading dailies. Delhi cops lay out high-tech security shield for 77th Republic Day is the top story in the Asian Age. Government announces 131 Padma Awards, while Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla to be awarded the Ashok Chakra, says the Pioneer. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar meets EU chiefs ahead of key trade deal is the headline in the Tribune. BBC's Voice of India Mark Tully dies at age 90, writes the Statesman. 20,000 crore rupees production-linked incentive for critical nuclear component manufacturers on the cards, headlines Financial Express. Tourists spent freezing night in vehicles as snow rush turns into traffic nightmares in Manali, reports the Times of India. America plus one, still a challenge as security, geography, hurdles for trade for EU and allies, writes the Economic Times in its editorial. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Nina. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nation celebrates 77th Republic Day today. India's military prowess and rich cultural heritage to be showcased in the parade at Kartavya Path in the national capital. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi greet people on the occasion. European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen to be the chief guests at the Republic Day celebrations. President Draupadi Murmu says Atmanirbharta and Swadeshi are guiding principles in shaping country's economic destiny. 131 distinguished personalities selected for this year's Padma Awards, actors Dharmendra and Mammootty, former Supreme Court Judge Katie Thomas, singer Alka Yagnik and cricketer Rohit Sharma prominent among them. Gallantry Awards for 70 Armed Forces personnel announced, IAF Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla honoured with Ashok Chakra, and in cricket, India registered crushing 8-wicket victory over New Zealand in the third T20 to take an unassailable 3-0 lead in the five-match series. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.